Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
There is one secret that I feel can unlock a lot of abundance in your life, however you define abundance. Maybe it's love, maybe it's joy, maybe it's creativity, maybe it's material wealth. And that, my friend, is simply acknowledging how much abundance already exists. Now, don't skip over this one, right? Because I think this topic has been spoken about many times. Many spiritual teachers will say, you know, acknowledging abundance is the foundation of receiving more. Gratitude, appreciation. Yes, yes, yes. We've heard it all. Am I right? But because I've been here with my sisters in Paris over the month of April, how lucky, right? Getting to see three of my sisters who all live in Europe. I've had conversations about our childhood with them, about my father, their father. I have three older sisters who had a different dad, my mom. And of course, you know, our lives were all a bit different. We're different ages, but, you know, it was a similar story, right? Growing up on welfare, my sister closest in age and I, we lived in domestic violence shelters. There was never money when it comes to cash in a bank, right? It was getting by, receiving donations, being the family that received handouts. And I shared with one of my sisters this conversation I had with my mum maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I said to her, you know, I'm receiving a lot of opportunities. A lot of things are coming to me simply because, you know, I'm out there sharing what it is I feel, sharing my stories in the media, etc. And I said, it's really interesting, you know, because we were poor and now I receive opportunities and it's such a blessing. And my mom said to me, and I love this, she said, we were never poor. You had your mind. You had your sisters. And I just loved that. Because in the eyes of the world, right, if you were to ask an economist or ask a random person on the street, you know, this family with the handouts, they'd go, oh, they're a poor family, like, oh, you know, a little bit of sympathy. But my mom was like, we were never poor. We had each other. And I love how she said, you had your mind. And I think, wow, no one can really take away from you that. Right? How you think, how you feel, do you study, are you interested in things, where are you applying your thoughts, where are you putting your attention? If you've got your mind, if you've got someone to love, if you've got something to look forward to, maybe you're far richer than you realize. And I think to myself, even way back then when my friends had new clothes and I had hand-me-downs and I'd see people who had their own houses with their own bedrooms. Part of me, I think because my mom was so resolute growing up in post-war Poland in 1942, part of me never actually really felt poor. To her, the life that we were living growing up was completely rich. Right? She had no bread to eat, walked to school in the snow with holes in her shoes. I'm grateful that's the energy I grew up with when it came to, there's nothing to see here. We're fine. We have each other. We have our minds. What may you be overlooking in your life today that is perhaps the foundation or can be the foundation for so much more? It doesn't have to be what anybody else thinks is impressive or cool or abundant. It's what's within you. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. And I have to say, the sun just came out as we wrap this one. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@susie-moore.com. That's info@susie-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.